Okay, the story, conceptual, I don't know what to do with all these recordings. The general thing here, I was just thinking of the story, with the ladies, the three ladies there, after his marriage was over, at his age of 60-something, 59 actually, and then, yeah, how those three ladies appear and how he makes a fool out of himself each time, and he knows it. And there was something I wanted to make sure that I don't forget to show there for each one of those. Yeah, from his point of view, we show what's happening from his point of view. We take Tina as an example, the first one. He, from her point of view, he appears half crazy, if not full. Something weird with that guy. And the thing is that from his point of view, he can understand that, but he still has to do it because from his point of view, what he does makes sense. And he can't explain that to her, so he looks a little extra stupid because of that. He has to just go through with it and make a fool out of himself, or eventually they will find out that they are meant for each other or something like that. That she is the one and he is the one. They are soulmates. So that's really what he is here to. He's got signals from elsewhere, so to speak, from deeper up there, higher up. Or maybe just from his own imagination, so he doesn't know. But he has to find out. And it's a kind of a very difficult situation for him to how to do. So he has to meet with her and see for real what happened then. And of course, what happens is that she's completely disinterested in him, but then he thinks that, yeah, okay, fine. But before I fully accept that, I mean, 90% this final, or 80% or something on the final percent here, I mean, he's mathematical about it. You know, the chance may be that we have the conditioned image of each other as all Hare Krishnas or whatever. So we haven't seen each other the way we actually are, but when we do, then maybe. So he's kind of deep there into his whatever it is, exploration. And there's rationality to it, but from her point of view, it looks completely irrational, and we can make a fun thing out of that. And similar things, we can make a second and third case, because there were three interesting little side stories, you could say, that are humoristic, yes, but also where he learns something from each story. And he thinks, yeah, this is definitely, you know, their lordships above here, behind the curtain. Directing some interesting, and he's, when he's there, I mean, I'm looking at the panels here in this drawn story. When he's there, he's aware, and he tells himself that he feels, especially the second lady, because that happens on Midsummer Eve. That's when he meets her. Or, oh, maybe earlier then, because... No, he came on his birthday. But somewhere around there, Midsummer Eve gets involved in the whole thing and the magic of that. And then we can... And that's what he does then. He's as aware, at least, of the possibility of this being just a weird fantasy. It's like having both those options open, and that's what makes it especially challenging for him to maneuver. Not knowing if the challenger is to go on in spite of all these obstacles, or to see the reality and stop. So yeah, he has to take it down a line, as he generally does. And it gets weird. But again, that's what I wanted to say. He then thinks of that. This becomes like the theme of these episodes, the Midsummer Night's Dream of Shakespeare. Because he really thinks of that. These nature beings, their pawn and the others, this goddess and who they all were, hiding behind the trees there, behind in nature. Such a beautiful drama, this. And playing with this poor humans. And that's exactly what how Pio perceives these events as. And he's laughing himself, but still he is caught in it. So he's kind of a character in a drama who's aware to some extent that he is now acting as a character in a drama. But then it overtakes him and he's slipping in and out of that awareness. And then comes out of it and he's like, oh, phew, I learned something here. And what he learns is always about love, real love. To free himself from the lust. I want her because she is sexy. Which was the case in the first one. If you should be honest. And so on. So these little side stories can be quite illustrative but also educative on this path of love which we are after all still on. With our poor Pio learning by making a fool out of himself, but even learning to not be afraid of making a fool out of himself. That's how we are. And sometimes, well, that's the only way to learn, it seems.